All right, 19 minutes after 11 o'clock. Thank you for tuning in this beautiful Tuesday morning. Robin, have you ever heard that a magic wand will not work if you're not a magician?
Oh.
Have you ever heard that?
Yes, I have.
You can find
that.
The magic wand, but it's not going to do you any good because you're not a magician.
Nope.
Right? Our next guest has a magic wand.
Oh, wow.
And she is a magician. Actually, she's a painter. She's an illustrator, and her magic wand is a paintbrush. And I was looking at the illustrations that she has created for a beautiful book. And you might say it's a children's book because it looks like a children's book. But let me tell you something. You will get chills from this book because you know the words in this book. You know the author of the words is Catherine Lee Bates, and America the Beautiful is the words in the book. And the illustrations are so beautiful, so magical. Julie Olson has done this book, and boy, what a great gift for the 4th of July coming up in a couple of weeks. The book is called Discover America, From Sea to Shining Sea. Julie is an illustrator for children's books, magazines, games. She's an author herself. And there you go. Encouraging creativity in children, I guess, is part of what we're talking about, but I just think she's a magician. And that magic wand, that paintbrush,
yeah,
it has to be in her hands. It's not going to work in my hands. Julie Olson. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning, Larry. Thank you for the very complimentary review. It almost made me tear up.
No. If you left your magic wand here, it would do no good. It has to stay with you. That's all I know. Yeah, your paintbrush. This is beautiful. When did you get the idea for this? Or how did you get the idea for this?
So I was actually riding, I like to cycle, so I was riding my bike in the Valley of Fire State Park. My aunt lives nearby.
Where's Valley of Fire?
Where's that?
It's in southern Nevada, right outside of Las Vegas. So a lot of people know about Moab and Arches National Park and all of that here in Utah, but Valley of Fire is a kind of a little state secret of Nevada, so I put it in the book so everybody can know.
Wow.
And I just thought how beautiful it was, and so the words of the song started playing through my mind, and then I thought, you know, I need to share my experiences across the country and that love I have of our country with everyone.
You started off with a dedication, and you write, for all of the men and women who have proudly served our country, may God shed his grace on thee. Wow. This is a powerful book. We're calling it a children's book, but I bet you every adult who reads this to a child is going to tear up. Everybody.
Mm-hmm.
This is beautiful.
That is my hope.
Do you know when you hear the song, the words go by so fast, you don't really give justice to these beautiful words. You don't really imagine or envision what those words mean, and you've enabled us to take the time and see that.
I appreciate that. I hope so. And I'm not just trying to show scenes from across the country. I'm really trying to capture what I think Catherine Lee Bates was trying to convey. And in reading kind of the history of how she wrote the poem, it was her love of the country and traveling across the country, and She wanted to convey kind of that same thing, and I was hoping to match those images that I do portray with her words to help people feel those emotions.
And they're absolutely gorgeous, and what better way to instill in a child or in anyone to be creative and to use whatever talents they feel they have to express that creativity.
Well, thank you. I do include coloring pages and more information that kids can use to kind of launch from the book. At a
oh, really?
Called discoveramericabook.com.
Oh, on our website. Okay.
Yeah, they can send a virtual balloon, and they can color pictures from the book and whatnot and have a more interactive experience with it.
On the page where you illustrated the arch in St. Louis, there's one word, the word America.
Yeah.
Do you know, I wanted to point something else out, and for the listeners, you're listening, so it's very hard for me to really explain this, but Julie, if you were to say, how would amber waves of grain look? You know, how would God shed his grace on thee look? How would that look?
Mm-hmm.
You know? you have managed to show love in these illustrations. How do I explain this? Look, here's like an Amish wagon. I just opened it up at random.
Yeah.
As in crown thy good, is those words, and crown thy good. And you have an Amish wagon, and there's, in almost every picture, there's a child pointing to the balloon that's the theme throughout the book.
Yeah, the balloon is beautiful.
And there's love because there's an adult with that child.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing something together.
Yes, and I think that is what I would love to promote as well, is the parent-child relationship, and that every parent has hopes and wishes and desires for their child to be loved and to be the best that they can be and to have a wonderful life. And that's why I'm really excited to also be the chosen illustrator for the Playtex Baby campaign that they've started.
The Playtex Baby campaign, what is that?
That is something that I'm helping with. Playtex is trying to help parents capture their hopes and dreams of their children through the Beginning Imagine program. It's an opportunity to win a custom illustration from me. So beyond just the book, you can win your own personalized illustration of your child and a story of what that little one could become. And all they have to do to enter is visit imagined.playtexbaby.com, where they can answer a few short questions and submit that image so I know what their child looks like for a chance to win that illustration. And then everyone who enters will be eligible for a grand prize drawing of a $5,000 scholarship to help their child really, you know, have that facilitating way to help them be what they want to be.
Oh, wow. Well, they couldn't have picked a better artist than you. I mean, you take watercolor. This is watercolor, right?
Yes, it is.
And you make it magic. These are beautiful. I wish I could hold it up to the microphone.
We need the virtual, you know, picture.
Well, you know, and you know what?
To show up.
Yeah, the hologram. But I think even if I were to hold up, we do have a video camera in the room, by the way. But even if I did, you got to see this book. This is not an e-book. You don't want this.
No.
Is this available as an e-book? I shouldn't have said that. Is this available as an e-book?
Actually, I don't know yet. It may be, but usually
but you don't want
when I buy books, I'll buy a hardcover, and if I really love it and want to have it with me everywhere, I'll buy the e-book as well, but just so I can transport it with me, you know, in an easier fashion.
And you also have a map in there that shows where everything is located, and it's just so wonderful for a parent to have this book, hold it in their hands, have the child sit on their lap, and explore America, because it's, you know, it's a very patriotic book in a very subtle way.
Thank you. It's a little.
Well, and I like the last illustration
as well.
Well, the last illustration on the back, American flag, but the second to the last illustration is the photograph of you. Where are you right now? Are you calling from Nevada?
Utah. I live in Utah.
Yeah. All right. I have a copy of this beautiful book, illustrated by Julie Olson. The words are America the Beautiful. That's the name of that song, right? Am I saying it right? America the Beautiful? And it's a beautiful book. It absolutely is. There have been, you know, we've had a lot of great children's books on this show.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's ever been one that gave me chills.
No.
This one really does give you chills. If you would like the copy that was sent to me, you have to be first. And you have to call me right now at 622-9622. If you are first, and then you will have this beautiful book, and somebody you love. This is going to stick around. This is not going to be under some bed somewhere. This is going to be on a coffee table or something. In the meantime, go ahead, I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, and then they can also win, you know, their custom illustration at imagine.playtextbaby.com. So
okay, well, and that is where I want to go. So the website for that is
imagined.playtextbaby.com.
Imagined with, like, past tense.
Yes.
Right? And how do we find out more about you and your books and about this book in particular?
They can go to discoveramericabook.com.
DiscoverAmericaBook.com. And does Julie Olson have a website of her own?
I do. Julie Olson Illustrator.
There you go. Julie Olson Illustrator. Okay, I have to look you up. All right. Well, Julie, thank you so much for being on the air with us. The Statue of Liberty on the cover is is an awesome choice for a cover, first of all. And I think anybody who is proud to be an American and wants to share that pride with a young one is going to love this book. Good morning. You've got the book. Who's this?
This is Bob. How you doing?
Good, Bob. It'll be waiting for you, okay?
Thanks a lot, guy. Have a good day.
You're welcome. Julie, the phone was ringing, by the way, off the hook, so I know you're going to do very well with this one. Thank you for being on the air with us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
That was a fun interview, and good.